Well, for the past couple of months, you'll have heard the adverts and heard the interviews all about the Cambridge-based charity CBM's Light Up Lives appeal. On the line to sum up how we've been doing and talk us through the event, which is fast approaching its last few days, is Rosie Jack from CBM. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
I'm all right. You must be exhausted because this every year is kind of your thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a really exciting last couple of months for us with the Light Up Lives appeal. We've just had this amazing opportunity where for 3 months the government have agreed to match donations to help increase access to sight-saving services. It's been a wonderful opportunity for us to really make a difference over that period for people living needlessly blind.
And for those who've been following the stories, we've had you on over the past few months and some of your colleagues on over the past few months talking about the work that CBM do. And then, of course, we had Live Week just a couple of weeks ago. We had Live Week and we had two of the people actually out in Rwanda following them for a week as they have their sight surgery, as they have their cataracts removed. How are they doing?
Yeah, so Paul and Mary, whose stories we followed a couple of weeks ago, they're doing really well. They're due back at the eye hospital, at our partner eye hospital, in a couple of weeks to have their checkups. But I think it's kind of hard for us sitting here in Cambridge or in Cambridgeshire to really get a sense of what it means for somebody living in one of the world's poorest communities to lose their sight and to really, even though that's completely treatable, to be unable to access the services that they need to restore their sight, a sight-saving operation, which can cost less than £30 and yet can be out of reach. And so, Live Week, the opportunity to share stories of individuals living with blindness and accessing sight-saving operations is a really fantastic opportunity. And it's been a hugely rewarding a couple of months for us to be able to share those stories, but now we've just got those last 2 days when donations will be matched, and we're keen to really make the most of this opportunity because we know times are hard at the moment for people in the UK as well. Obviously, the opportunity to have all of our donations matched and doubled is a really great opportunity. We've got those 2 days left until the end of the 20th of May. So for us, it's really like the last push to try and make the biggest difference that we can.
Indeed. And you made the comment there, people in the UK, a lot of people have had it tough. But the thing about the pandemic is it's been striking across the poorest countries in the world as well, where, we think we've got it bad. They've got other problems that they can't put to one side just because there's a pandemic, and it's hit them hard too. And I think we've seen a real, I don't know about you, but I feel that there's been a real sense of community spirit, that like a global community spirit coming in as well, that we know we're all in this together. And I'm hoping that people have been suitably generous and will, if they have just got £5 down the back of the sofa, that they can perhaps spare it. And then that makes it £10 if the government chip in £5 as well. So it's just those two more days. Give us the donation details. How do people donate?
So you can donate by on our website, the appeal website, which is lightuplives.net, or give our friendly team in Cambridge a call. They're on 0800 567 7000.
Okay, great. Now we'll put those details on the website as well, or if you just need that, they've been there for ages. Now, you do this sort of every year. We've had Light Up Lives this year. We've had See the Way in previous years, working in different countries. You've got some results to announce, I understand.
Yeah, so we last year, you might remember that we ran a similar appeal, though actually last year we had this similar 3 month opportunity, but because of COVID it all had to get stopped in the middle because we had to suddenly change everything, as so many people did, to respond to COVID-19 and support our partners in that. But in spite of all the challenges last year, so this appeal, See the Way, that we ran to try and increase access to sight-saving services in Malawi, have now heard that raised £2.9 million, which is absolutely fantastic.
That is
crazy. Way more than we had originally thought would be possible. So that includes £1.3 million of match funding from the UK government, plus the incredibly generous donations of so many people in Cambridgeshire and around the UK who really responded to help, even in what was a really difficult year last year, who really reached out and did so much. And what that means is that actually in Malawi now, because we raised more than we even thought we could, then we're now looking at ways to increase the work that we had planned to do in Malawi. So we're setting up a 3-year project, which will help go out into rural areas, equip the hospitals in those areas, make sure the staff are there in those hospitals to make sure that people, even if they live a long way from an eye hospital, are still not living needlessly blind. Because half of all blindness is caused by cataracts. You can treat cataracts for about £30. And so it's just, you know, it's a no-brainer that people shouldn't be living blind, unable to care for themselves or support their families because of cataracts. And actually, thanks to the incredible generosity last year, then we know we're going to be able to reach even more people than we thought in Malawi over the next 3 years, which is fabulous. And so huge thank you to our amazing supporters for that. And of course, we've got 2 days left to try and do the same.
We always like a previous target to beat, don't we? I know what they do it on the big television marathons and things like that. We always like to beat last year's target, but you're right. I mean, yeah, we talk about appeals and people raise, you know, sometimes, you know, not insignificant sums of money, but, you know, and that will help 10 people or that will help 20 families or whatever. And that is absolutely, I'm not knocking that in any way, shape or form. But when you turn around and say, now we've got £2.9 million to play with, you really can affect a country in that way, can't you?
Yeah, so and what it means is we can make a real long-term difference, because it's not just about funding one operation, which can actually, one operation can change one person's life forever, but actually it's about training the local staff. It's about putting getting the operating theatres equipped. It's about, you know, so we can be there really making a difference for 3 years, but actually over those 3 years, we can be putting things in place that will make a difference for 10 years, you know, really building the capacity in these communities of people there themselves to be able to prevent avoidable blindness. So it's a real, you know, it's such a gift and such a blessing that we've had such great support from organisations in Cambridge, both last year and this year, like Cambridge 105, award-winning radio station.
Absolutely.
And wonderful listeners, but many other organisations in Cambridge as well. So, you know, we're so grateful for the support that we've had and, you know, it will make a huge difference to so many lives.
And it's always great when you come on and give us news like that. And let's just hope that Light Up Lives beats that previous target for See the Way in Malawi, but it's been absolutely brilliant. I can see we're talking on Zoom just for the listening public. We're talking on Zoom. I can see that Rosie's got a map of the world behind her. Do you kind of like colour in each country and go like tick, done, as you sort an appeal? Yeah, we've fixed that bit.
Oh, if only it was so easy to solve all these things, but we certainly are really, you know, we can make a difference, and actually we can work alongside people in countries like Zimbabwe and Malawi to really support communities, support doctors, nurses, people with blindness there to really, you know, be able to fulfill their potential, just as we want to be able to fulfill our own potential here in the UK. So, you know, it's a privilege to be able to all do our bit, you know, even while we're sitting in our little offices in Cambridge.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's great to have good news like that, and it's lovely to know that such a great amount has been raised. But there's still 2 days to donate to the Light Up Lives appeal. That website again and that phone number again, Rosie.
It's lightuplives.net and 0800 567 7000. And just £24 can save someone's sight, can restore someone's sight. And that is just amazing.
Rosie, thanks ever so much. Always lovely to talk to you. Take a good rest now that the appeal is coming to an end, and we'll catch up again soon. Rosie Jack, thanks ever so much indeed.
Thanks.